The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Caring Voice, a Sunday morning program brought to you each week by Aberdeen Home Care of Danvers, where our hosts Joanne McGinnis and Scott Muir bring valuable strategies related to caring for the seniors in our lives.
Good morning, listeners. Happy Sunday. This is Caring Voice. I am Scott Muir from Aberdeen Home Care. I am here in the 104.9 studios with my colleague, the amazing, the fantastic, the incredible Joanne McGinnis, the president, the founder of Aberdeen Home Care. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Scott, and thank you kindly.
You're so welcome.
It's awfully nice of you. Here we are again on Sunday morning bringing you information that might help you with caring for a loved one, if you are a caregiver, if you think your loved ones need care, and general strategies around all those things. And it's a lot. It's a big, big job.
Things and
stuff. If you're a caregiver, and we want to try to help you. Today, we're checking out resolutions, those pesky resolutions.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year.
People start talking about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to cut my toenails. Yeah,
those are the small things.
Right. I'm going to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to floss. That's it. I'm going to start flossing.
Sure you are. Sure you are. No, you're not.
Yeah. I'm going to floss.
You're going to do it for 3 days.
Yeah. I am.
You know whose voice that is?
I want to, Dr. Lisa Murray?
No, that voice right there.
Oh.
The gentleman who's speaking.
Oh, is it Bob Staines?
Yeah. We should probably say hello.
Hi, Bob Staines.
Hi. Great to be with you again.
Bob Staines.
This is the day we had told our listeners in a previous show
that he was coming back. And it's today.
Guess what?
He's here.
This is it.
And you're going to have to award a pie to somebody.
That's right.
Yes. When you said this is the day, I thought you were going to launch into that song, This is the Day the Lord has made.
Please go ahead.
I was sure you were going to do it. Well, Bob and I could do it because we know it. Ready? Okay.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Wow.
Huh? How about that for Sunday morning?
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Can I get an amen?
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bob Staines, I have a question for you. And you, I bet you know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a time of year for resolutions. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's a decision. You're making a decision to change a way of thinking or a way of behavior because you're not satisfied with what you're currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this dovetails into how we deal with needy people in our lives and what we might offer them. So can you just take us down a little nature walk in the conservancy of resolutions, down the resolution path?
Well, there is the soil of preparation.
Thank you. I like that.
I'm actually only half kidding about that.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I do not like the word resolution.
No, I don't either.
I don't like it because in our society, sort of American society, you know, we want to make this decision. We want to do it. We want to get her done.
Mm.
And something like 8% of the resolutions that people make are actually kept.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work, and yet we keep using that language. And the language we use is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tells us the sort of pathway we're going to travel. You mentioned garden, and I think a lot about creating the right soil for what we want to do in life. So we want to step back a little bit and think about, what is that soil? You know, what is it that we want to cultivate, and what's the soil that it's going to take to get there? It's a longer view than just saying, I'm going to lose weight, mm-hmm. right? So a way to get there, I mentioned in the last show I was on about drawing people out about who they're grateful for as a way of expanding your own gratitude. And in this particular case, I'm going to suggest that people do the opposite and talk with somebody who can draw them out. And when they want to make a change, there's a practice in group work called the five whys. I'm sure you've probably heard about this, where you ask people, well, we want to have a ping pong table in the staff room. Well, why? And you can do that individually, too, and have somebody draw you out about what it is you want to change. Well, why is that important to you? Oh, I want to lose weight. Why is that important to you? because I want to be healthier. Well, why is that important to you? Because I just had a grandchild. Why is that important to you? And when you do that, you start to expand the territory. You start to sort of be aware of what that soil is that you want to create, the reason that you want to make these changes.
Is there a way for us to capitalize on the reset time of year that is January 1st? You know, it is a reset, you know, the new calendar. We all have our new calendar books, and everybody talks about a fresh start and all of that. We are all about the harvest in our culture, and we're not so much about the farming or the weeding or the watering or the soil preparation. Yeah. We just want that finished product and what it takes to get there. Mm-hmm. I think about people who are having a difficult time making a decision, and maybe they are throwing this artificial carrot out in front of them saying, I've needed to tell Mom about her need to move to an assisted living, and I'm going to use this as my resolution. I've got to do it, and here's a good time, you know, here's a good starting time for me to say I've got to start those conversations now that it's the first of the year.
I'd like to throw out to our listeners too, if you're not as familiar with Bob Staines as we are, and Bob has been on the show before, he's all about transformation, not resolution. You know, his company is not about conflict resolution, and we're talking about resolutions today. Maybe a great way for us to be thinking about the new year and things we're going to do is about New Year's transformations.
Mm-hmm. Right, and what is the transformation that you're hoping will happen, whether that's in the care of your elder, whether that's in your own heart, maybe the two of those things are connected. Mm-hmm. And then thinking about what's the process that's best going to enable that to happen, that's not just today, it's not just this resolution I'm going to make. It's thinking forward about that transformation and being led by that to think in terms of then what do I need to do in order to get there. And it may be that I'm thinking forward 6 months. Because if I've been resisting it for the last year, chances are I'm probably not going to just be able to make the decision to do it and then get it done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need an on-ramp. And it's helpful to talk to somebody about, well, what might that on-ramp look like for you? Mm-hmm. What has worked in the past for you when you've had a difficult decision that's enabled you to make that? Who's been a helper for you in the past when you've been able to do that?
These difficult things having to do with caregiving are not one and done. Mm-hmm. It's a process. Mm-hmm. And maybe if we just take this as an example and you have to have a difficult conversation with an elder member of your family, maybe it's no longer advisable to drive or to live independently or to live without an emergency response necklace or. Maybe it's time we have to revise that healthcare proxy, or we need to look at estate planning documents again. Whatever it is that needs to be done is a process, and there's a certain gentleness and a certain respect that needs to go along with making those decisions that just don't happen quick draw. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you pull the trigger and the whole thing is taken care of.
And, you know, in my work in helping people engage very difficult conversation that they have feared and people that they have feared, I do role plays with them. I have them say, look, hey, let's try it out. Let's see what happens. I'll play your mother who is not going to be able to drive anymore and talk to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be a really, really helpful way for people to actually have a rehearsal before they have to have those conversations. So it's not that big, horrible thing that's sitting out there in the future waiting to destroy us. You know, it's something that we can actually practice, we can actually engage in, so that when the time comes, we can feel much more comfortable having that.
So do you think that you could work with Scott about putting dirty coffee, empty coffee cups on my desk? Can we role play? And during the break, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back.
I don't want them on my desk.
We want to, Bob and I are going to rehearse how I confront Scott about putting dirty, empty coffee cups on my desk. Is that like a plan?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Try having that conversation. See how it goes.
I will.
See what happens.
Listeners, come back after just a moment when we're going to jump in a little bit deeper on the notion of a New Year's change of plan, change of conversation, where you can transform something that you're not happy with.
Transformers.
Come on back.
You're listening to Caring Voice on North Shore 104.9.
If a member of your family is needing home care, where do you look? How do you start? You don't know who to choose. I'm Joanne McInnes. I own Aberdeen Home Care of Danvers. We've been in business 20 years. We've helped clients all over the North Shore and beyond when they want exceptional home care, which is focused on the details, focused on relationship, a company that you can trust and place your confidence in. Call Aberdeen at 978-500-5161 or look us up online, aberdeenathome.com.
You're listening to Caring Voice, presented by Aberdeen Home Care on North Shore 104.9. Here are your hosts, Joanne and Scott.
Welcome back, listeners, to Caring Voice. We're delighted to have you back with us. And in studio, I have Scott Muir, my esteemed colleague from Aberdeen Home Care.
Hi, everybody.
The Director of Operations. And we have Bob Staines, our special guest.
Howdy.
Bob Staines is the principal, owner, and founder of Bob Staines and Associates Transformation Specialists.
Conflict transformation specialist.
Yes,
for individuals or groups.
Yeah.
He goes everywhere, internationally, domestic.
I know he does.
He's amazing.
Well, see, I know he is.
Amazing.
Do you think he plays with Transformers in his off time?
It could be.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a Staines Transformer.
Oh, there should be.
Let's look for one. Let's go to Target as soon as we get done with the show.
All
right.
Great.
That sounds good. Bob's really excited. You should see him. He's so excited. He's like, yeah, okay.
Like, when are they going to start talking about some real content?
Bob, I'm struggling with, you know, I'm thinking of the families out there that are caring for people, or, you know, you're struggling with a mom who lives far away and things aren't going well, and she's listening to the show and she's thinking, I'm resonating with this because I feel like change must happen, and I might be using the new year and the flip of the calendar to sort of initiate that change. Yeah, it's like September 1st, going back to school. Yeah, it's time to get new shoes and to do something different. Well, it's the first of the year. We changed something up here because things haven't been working well, or I'm dissatisfied with the way things are, so I'm going to make a choice or an intentional decision to have things be different. But you have another take on that.
Yeah, I think when we talk about resolutions, in my view, it's sort of backward-looking. It's what I don't want to do anymore. And I like to use the word transformation. I use it in my business because I think it's a forward-looking word. And I think that people can change much more effectively when they're looking forward than when they're looking backward.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the future that you want to live into? You know, what is it that you want to have for your family, for your elder, for yourself, that you want to move toward? And then how are you going to get there is a secondary question to that. So the difference between resolution and transformation, I also think in our world, in this country, we like to say, well, one and done. You're going to that. It's going to get it done.
Yeah.
But transformation is it's a process that we have to move through and move toward. I think that where people often get stuck, where I get stuck, I'll just speak for myself, in situations like this, is when we have strong emotion about something, when we're frightened, when we're sad, it really starts to narrow our access to our own resources. So if we make a resolution, but we're stuck in fear and sadness with our elder, for instance, it makes it really difficult to get any further because we're in that narrow place, right? So we need to do something that'll expand our vision. And what I found as one of the most effective ways to do that is through the use of questions. That is, questions that we may ask ourselves or questions that we have others ask of us that will help us to remember what we've often forgotten, right? We've often forgotten that we've been here before. We haven't been in this exact situation, but we've been here in some place where we had to make a difficult decision, and we did it. We were able to do that. It really is helpful for us to remember and remember and remember and start to broaden the field, or we were talking before about the soil, to broaden that place where we can be nurtured in the movement that we have, the forward movement that we want into a new future.
To put it into some of the language that we use often, we call that at Aberdeen taking inventory.
Yes.
And we encourage families to do that when they're faced with complex problems or mm-hmm. decision making that needs to be done, mm-hmm. taking inventory. But that same thing about asking questions, is particularly when you have these difficult decisions, is mom better served in an assisted living? You know, is it time for us to pull hospice in? Should we stop the chemo? We don't think it's working anymore. These kind of big decisions, taking inventory. inventory and asking a lot of questions. I think when we're faced with those very difficult decisions, the emotion can't be underestimated. That's really what's driving it. You know, I find funny that the different people that I know that are in the financial world, they do not seem like they're people full of emotion. Sometimes they are full of animation, mm-hmm. but they don't seem to be full of deep emotion. Mm-hmm. Yet I hear everyone saying how the emotion, how the stock market is completely emotional, yeah. that all happens. And it's so funny about how people invest and how their feelings are, and yet they would never admit that feelings were really out there in the front. It's all, you know, numbers and statistics and all of that. Yeah. Anyhow, yeah. to get back to the way we feel about things and our connection to that, you're reminding us that we have been in difficult places before, maybe not this place.
Right.
And we have had access to resources that help us make good decisions when we are not quite so squeezed.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the things that when I'm working with people that are in this state, I'll ask them if they can't seem to recall anything for themselves, who do you know that you imagine could handle this really well? And almost everybody has somebody that they think could handle this decision well. And I'll say, well, tell me about them. And just show me what they might do. You can do this for yourself. You know, you can imagine this. You can write it down. You can speak it. And then it starts to open that narrow place up. Mm-hmm. So you realize that you could probably do this too. And so that's another way that people can sort of move forward on some of these difficult decisions.
In a previous show with us, Bob, it was back around Thanksgiving time, you referenced an author, someone whose information you had leveraged to help us with that Thanksgiving show, about a woman who talks about the story I tell myself.
Yes, yes.
And I think that can be very useful here as well. The story I tell myself is that I'm unable to move on to the next mm-hmm. phase to transform, and that's probably not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brené Brown
is the
social worker who has a PBS special, which I highly recommend.
Yes, thank you.
But yeah, she uses that phrase, you know, the story I'm telling myself about the situation is. And it's often a negative story when we're sort of triggered or stuck. They don't like me. I'm not capable, I can't do this, et cetera, et cetera. To be able to just write that story down, to put it out in front of you, right, instead of having it sort of all wrapped up inside you, and then examine that and saying, well, is this the whole story? Or is this just a part of the story? Mm-hmm. And what else is there that I'm not seeing?
I want to throw out a scenario, because as you're talking, Bob, I'm seeing a picture. I'm seeing someone who's maybe 45 or 50 years old and who has a parent who has an intense need and who has a teenage child who also has an intense need. Mm-hmm. And they are feeling absolutely squeezed. Mm-hmm. And their story that they're telling themselves is, I do not have enough personal bandwidth to deal with both of these things concurrently. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I feel kind of paralyzed. Mm-hmm. And so I don't feel as though I can really be effective to the right or to my left.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, let's say that may be true. Let's not, you know, sugarcoat it. In some cases, that is true. We don't have the bandwidth, right? And then you have to go and get help from other people. You have to delegate. You have to find other people that can come in and take that care. But there are many more instances where we've forgotten the capacity that we have because we're so wrapped up in that. We were talking in the last time I was here in Thanksgiving about gratitude and taking space out of the worry to be grateful. Mm-hmm. And that whole notion of stepping back from the stuckness that you're in mm-hmm. with this dilemma can be a transformative act.
I think when you say about delegating, if you have that woman out there who's in that situation, what can she do, let's say, with her elder? Does she have to do all the vacuuming? Does she mm-hmm. have to do the laundry mm-hmm. or the grocery shopping? Are there cleaning services? Can senior care support with a low-cost or free service, bill paying, grocery shopping, delivery? What can be done? Can we get some transportation that she doesn't have to do? How mm-hmm. can we lighten mm-hmm. her load? How can we be creative?
And they may just be ignorant of what these resources are, in which case, who would they call if they wanted to find out more?
Right.
If they're stuck in this situation, right. Would they call you?
Right. Well, you can call Senior Care in Gloucester. You can call North Shore Elder Services or your local Council on Aging.
Mm-hmm.
These are great local resources. Sure, if you don't know what to do, call Aberdeen Home Care.
Mm-hmm.
Look us up online, aberdeenathome.com, and we can point you in the right direction. Maybe you don't need our services, but maybe you need some services because there is a burnout factor.
Yes.
You can sometimes only deal with so much crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We're right into the thick of it, and we hate to take a break right now, but we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back. Stay tuned, because there's lots of important information coming at you.
You're listening to Caring Voice on North Shore 104.9.
I'm very excited to let our listeners know that we have some wonderful news. Aberdeen Home Care has been selected as a top places to work by the Boston Globe.
And boy, are we grateful. Not only for the Boston Globe recognizing us with this prestigious award, we're grateful for our caregivers and our nurses and our people in the field who are out there doing the work day in and day out.
Without them, without our clients, we could never have won this prestigious award.
We sure are grateful. Thanks to everybody who made that possible.
Aberdeen Home Care, ranked one of the top places to work in 2019 by the Boston Globe. Visit aberdeenathome.com. You're listening to Caring Voice, presented by Aberdeen Home Care on North Shore 104.9. Here are your hosts, Joanne and Scott.
Okay, listeners, we're back to Caring Voice with Scott Muir.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
We have Bob Staines.
Howdy.
Present and accounted for.
Hello.
So here we go. We're in our last segment of this incredibly great program that really is a three-hour program, but we only have 27
so
minutes.
So get comfortable, everyone.
Yeah, take a deep breath. We're going in deep. Okay, Bob. So our person is kind of flooded with issues that are floating around that they feel as though they need to straighten out. And it's January 1st, and we're going to really get down to business, and by cracky, we're going to make sense of all this stuff. And I have two options. I have the right option and the wrong option, or success in failure, but maybe that's not the whole story.
It's very rarely the whole story.
Hmm.
And I think that thinking in that mode doesn't generally move people forward very much, especially when it comes to the deep relationships that we have that we really care about. So we can really get triggered into some negative thinking patterns by the fear that we have when we're caring for a dying relative, or we have to make horrible, very hard decisions. We can also be flooded with feelings of incapacity, like we just don't know what to do. We can't do this, and therefore we can't make decisions, so we're a bad person, and all kinds of negative feelings can flood in on us and lead us in a downward spiraling experience ourselves. It makes it harder to make decisions.
I've heard you use the word immobility.
Yes, we can get stuck and immobile, and there's a way to break out of that. In my business, I deal with that a lot, not necessarily with people that are making these decisions, but others that they're avoiding and are stuck in a downward spiral. And I encourage them to think about, what is it in that moment that's triggering a difficult set of feelings for you? And what are you tempted to do in that situation? So an example might be, I have to decide about putting my mother in a nursing home. And that really triggers me with feelings of sadness, shame, and fear. I don't want to do that. I don't want to make that decision.
Maybe guilt.
Right, and guilt,
yeah.
Right? All kinds of stuff. And in those moments, I may characteristically respond in particular ways. I may be tempted to lash out in anger. I may be tempted to just go into my hole, into my closet, and not do anything. I'm stuck in immobility. It's important for me to be able to think through that for myself and say, well, what are the temptations when I have these feelings? Where do I tend to go? And what are some alternatives that are open to me? Are there times when I've had these before and I've been able to do something different? It's to help us remember that we have choices in these moments when we feel that we don't have any. We feel that we're just taken over by these feelings, and we sort of have to feel this way, and that keeps us stuck in not being able to change our behavior.
I was working with a woman this week whose mother was very difficult to manage, and she had a long history of mental illness. Mm. And it had to come to a point where a physician had to say to her, you can no longer take care of your mother. Mm-hmm. This is unhealthy for you. Mm-hmm. She's a very difficult patient. In fact, she's going to be going into the hospital, and she's not going home again. I have to say that to you because you can't say it. Mm-hmm. And what a relief it was for this woman to have a respected medical professional help her out of this situation.
The burden was lifted.
Oh, it was
her.
Incredible. Yeah. And she said, well, I've suspected this for a long time, and my friends had told me, but with somebody with that kind of authority told her, and it really, that sort of liberated her. It was, she was no longer enslaved to this situation.
Yes, yes.
But if you're out there and you're facing this notion that you have a decision to make, listen to what Bob is saying. It's a process. It's not a make or break, do it now, pull the trigger decision. Maybe your decision first of the year is going to be to consider your options instead of make a decision. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're going to commit to, I'm going to look at this situation and I'm going to try to figure out what the best thing to do is, and I'm going to gather my resources.
So something we talk about all the time in the office is triage. Mm-hmm. What do I need to deal with first, second, and third? What's the most important thing I need to deal with today? What can I deal with later, and what can I take care of after that? Mm-hmm. And I can accomplish all these things if I take it in parts, mm-hmm. and I can accomplish this goal.
What's on fire?
Right.
You know, what's on fire? If mom keeps falling, if she keeps tripping over those rugs all the time, and next time she's going to break her hip, guess what? Let's move the rugs. I mean, sometimes it's so obvious. It's right out in front of you. Another important thing, Bob, I want to really pick your brain about is breaking family rules. Mm-hmm. Every family has a set of subtext rules that don't get broken.
Yes.
You know, we don't discuss mom's alcoholism, or we don't discuss that dad's a hoarder and we just keep moving the stuff into the garage, or we don't challenge where they're going to live. These mm-hmm. are forbidden topics in our family.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In order to break through that, I think you need to have a planned and intentional conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You need to prepare for it. You need to have people do some work in advance. And then when you get together, to talk directly about the topic.
And that could certainly be huge triggers. If
Absolutely.
We're having a family meeting with siblings and we say, yeah, mom can't live at home anymore, and everybody goes into their own retreat of freaking out and everybody does it differently, there's more and more barriers to them coming together
right.
as an effective team.
Yeah, and I think the notion of being committed to a sort of a higher purpose is really important. So it's easy to get lost in the details. And it's easy to lose touch, especially when you're talking about things that have been avoided and family patterns. It's easy to lose touch with what is the higher purpose here? You know, can we see this higher purpose of, say, the best care for mom as a motivator for speaking in a way that we haven't spoken before in our
mm-hmm,
family?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we need to do in order to move toward that purpose? And I would say you need to really prepare. You need to really think about what you want to say and how it's going to be said, and do it in a way that is not characteristic of your previous family patterns.
Some overarching themes I'm hearing in today's show are, you know, it's not either or, it's both and, mm-hmm. as we always say. And it's not a resolution, it is a transformation. We need to get out of this idea that we're going to suddenly just resolve this issue or this problem or whatever it is we're working on. We need to look at it more as a transformation of the way we've been doing things and the way we want to do things in the future.
Mm-hmm. Two more things that I got out of it is that we're preparing the soil.
Yes.
You know, we're doing the work ahead of time that's going to allow this plan to grow. And it's not, I hate this term, the one and done, quick draw. That's not how most things work best.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a burning building, I suggest that you do make a quick draw and drag that person out. But that's probably one of those few experiences.
You might need to consider getting out yourself.
Well, you might, yeah. Right, that's a good idea.
Just a thought.
Or use
good
a
plan.
Fire extinguisher
yeah.
or something.
Thanks, Bob.
Uh-huh. Remember the other week I called them fire putter outers?
Yes, you did.
I was having a little trouble with my words that week.
You were using the fire-stopping spraying thing,
instead
of fire extinguisher.
The red thing,
the people that send down the words sometimes don't send them down the right way. You know?
That's right. They've stopped at the toll booth. They've gotten stuck.
Yeah.
This is a complicated whole notion of what are we going to do with something that's been nagging at us and sort of a difficult decision or topic or things to think about or decisions to make. And rather than being resolute, let's be transformative. Let's think about moving forward, not looking backward, and focusing on mistakes, but focusing on what are the opportunities to do things in a different way, a better way, toward a better outcome. Every family's facing a decision like this. It may not be putting an elder in a long-term care facility. It may be whether to continue chemo. It may be, you know, some other medical disaster. And it may be we got to get rid of the throw rugs.
Bob, how can people reach out to you if they think that they want your help with this?
Take a look at my website, bobstaines.com. Send me an email, bobstaines@bobstaines.com.
Great.
Bob Staines. Bob Staines was our special guest today.
BobStaines.com.
You might have noticed that.
Yes.
And thank you, Bob. Your
what a
information,
wonderful guy.
So insightful, so wise.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Such fun to listen to and so much fun to be with. Yeah. Bob yeah. Gum.
Well, I love being with you as all as well, and thanks so much for having me.
Do you
thank
like
you,
being
Bob.
With us in the studio or down by the riverside?
Any place.
Here we go.
Any place, yeah.
Are you going to lay down your sword and shield?
I'm going to lay down my sword and shield and my burden.
And your burden? Oh, yeah, my burden. Down by the riverside?
Down by the riverside.
Well, let's hear it. I'm
gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside and study war no more.
Come back next week, everybody.
Tune in again next week for Caring Voice, brought to you by Aberdeen Home Care in Danvers. Caring Voice airs each and every Sunday morning at 7:30. Your hosts, Joanne MacInnis and Scott Muir, provide valuable strategies related to caring for the seniors in our lives.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.